The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to your daily sports betting brand of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it is not close. Give a big-time welcome. My man Rock is in the chat. He is now an official Sportsline subscriber on his 30-day trial. I tell you all the time, use that promo code EARLYROCK. Welcome to the family. You don't want to miss this show live. It's so much fun. Now, your boy might be going on a little bit of a heater because yesterday, if it wasn't for EC, we would have pounded the books. But I'll deal with him on Early Edge in 5. But your boy, I'm going to take 4 out of 5, to be honest with you, because I want a showdown. I told you live on the show yesterday, with all due respect to Zach Attack, I knew Miami was the better team. They won by, what, double figures? 6, 8 points? Getting 6? I told y'all, if you rode with me, 4 out of 5. Now, it's a busy day at the brand. We have made a programming change. Set your notifications. The Early Wedge, our brand new golf show, is moving to today, Tuesdays, every single week. You guys asked for it. You said, hey, we need more time. So we move the day for you every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We will have the Early Wedge with Mr. Patrick McDonald and the Counselor of Cash, Sia Najat. So with all the housekeeping taken care of, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. Let's start with live from just south of London, England. And it's a big day because the Champions League is back. Martin W. Green, the guru. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, Coach. Yeah, I'm still reeling from staying up until 4 a.m. just to watch the Philadelphia Eagles lose to a last-gasp field goal. So I'm delighted to have Champions League soccer back to focus on instead. And we've got some very big games to break down today.
And I'm focused, too, because I spent all day yesterday fighting with people on social media just because it was fun. And I knew it was driving them bananas. Now, another man that does that all the time, and people, for some reason, think he now has a fledgling rap career. He's our 5-tool player from live from Nashville, Tennessee. 8 floors below, AB. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, Martin. Good morning, Barner. Good morning, Early Edge crew. Yeah, look, you know, we're not releasing the album yet because we've got a couple of remixes with my man MWG. And I'm going to have to fly over the ocean there, hook up with him. But, yeah, we're fired up about it.
Fired up. And finally, give EC some advice on NBA parlays. Mikey B, you're our aficionado. What do you say to Eric Cohen?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an interesting strategy. I usually don't like to try and parlay NBA games. I like to try and do player props in the same game, bring them down a little bit and still get plus odds, maybe combine 3 of them together. That seems to be a little bit my conservative approach. But, hey, you gotta do what's you, and I guess that's you for EC, but maybe it won't be after he talked to the coach today.
Oh, it won't be. And he sent me this last night, and he goes, oh, my God, I'm scared for the show tomorrow. I just simply wrote back, you should be. Now, let's do storylines that could affect the betting lines today, and you know where we're starting. You know we're starting at Paramount Plus and CBS. We're all about this, and we're all about the Champions League. So, Martin W. Green, educate, entertain. You're up first.
Yeah, two big Champions League games today, Coach, but the really big one is Paris Saint-Germain versus Bayern Munich. And tensions have mounted within the PSG squad following back-to-back defeats against Marseille and Monaco. Terrible time of year to start losing games. Lionel Messi and Neymar are reportedly planning to leave the club in the summer after falling out with fellow superstar forward Kylian Mbappe. All three men have had injury problems in recent weeks too, so PSG's preparations for this huge Champions League game have been disastrous. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich have rediscovered their best form. They beat Bochum 3-0 at the weekend, following a 4-2 win against Wolfsburg and a 4-0 win against Mainz. They're missing a couple of players too, Manuel Neuer and Sadio Mane, but they have a wealth of creativity in midfield. They should be able to unlock a leaky PSG defence. Bayern Munich won all six of their Champions League group stage games, seeing off the likes of Inter Milan and Barcelona with consummate ease. So I think they'll be undaunted by a trip to the French capital. But can the Parisians rally, or will they be overwhelmed by this informed Bayern Munich side? Break that game down and a couple more a little later on the show.
That is the question we're all asking right now. And by the way, you want a little more soccer content? Look who's in the chat as we speak. Our man Buckets. Buckets is here. You have any soccer questions, go ahead and throw them in the chat. He will answer them in real time. Little ironic that Buckets is still here on Valentine's Day. Crystal, love you, girl. Now, is he going to have a date tonight? That's the question. And we addressed it yesterday. The answer is no. Bayern Munich is playing. And it's over at 4. Buckets, it's over at 4. All right, I get fired up when it comes to dating on Valentine's Day. All right, now, there's a lot of teams that won't be able to celebrate tonight, Mikey B, because they're playing on the court. But we should be very careful for a lot of reasons. There are several teams playing on the back end of a back-to-back, and as we get closer to the NBA All-Star break, there could be teams that strategically rest their players, so we encourage you to check these starting lineups, as we always do, as there are a lot of games, 10 teams playing tonight, 5 games. It's kind of a light day, but a lot of teams playing back-to-back. It's a little unusual. All right, AB, I had a lot of people tweet at me yesterday because right when one season ends, people start thinking about another season. But one thing we're going to be all over this year here at Sportsline and on the Early Edge is not the pros, but the amateurs. Enlighten me.
Absolutely. College baseball season is here. And if you remember, we were all over it last year. We're going to be all over it this year. And the season starts this week. Now, first off, if you want something of an album that sounds nice, Martin W. Green sang Savané Monnier. All right. That was the most fluid flow I've ever heard a name of all time. It was awesome. But if you take a look here, and Snake, throw me up a graphic. Here's the top 20 in college baseball coming in to this season. All right. Number one, LSU just pulled off the greatest transfer portal offseason in the history of the sport. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable. And Tennessee just pulled off the best recruiting / transfer portal we've ever seen. And let me tell you why. Because Tennessee, you remember that lineup they had last year that hit like 9 trillion home runs? They lost everyone. All of them, and they're number two in the country. That's how good this team is going to be pitching. But you've got a loaded list here, and it all starts this weekend. And in fact, it's in Arizona with the MLB Desert Invitational this weekend with Tennessee, Arizona, Fresno State, Michigan State, and San Diego. So we're going to be all over betting that this weekend, and then in full next week, every team on the Division 1, 2, 3, all of it. They're all starting their season. So, yeah, stick with us here. College baseball, we will be all over it all season long.
Do you feel like college baseball is kind of like college basketball in some smaller conferences, that the sports books just don't get a chance to see them all the time? So maybe we can find some hidden gems?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
All right. Very good. That was one of his most eloquent takes ever. Oh, 100%. Yes, 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 yes. By the way,
Savané Monnier.
Sounds like a bad red wine in the world. By the way, speaking of red wine, Guru, Bucket says, Coach, I do have a date tonight. It's a date with destiny. He probably doesn't hear him. That's one of the most famous lines from Back to the Future. It's not density. It's destiny. You think Buckets knows what Back to the Future is? I bet he doesn't.
Far too young.
far too young. All right, now we've got a full board to get to today. But as you always know, here at the Early Edge, we are a crew. We are a family. We do it all together.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, how do you not get pumped up on a Tuesday? AB, what do you got?
Who was okay? First off, you nailed it with that that joke of together right before. Well done on that one. Number two, who was that blonde-haired gentleman that was shown second? Because he looks like Bucket's like felonious older brother.
I gotta be honest, I wasn't watching because I do the dance.
That was Manchester City striker Erling Haaland, who does look like a big Viking.
Yeah, he looks like a bucket.
Yeah, he's arguably AB the best striker in the world. Would you say that, Martin?
Between Haaland and Mbappe.
Yeah. Haaland is all about scoring all the time. He will not run anywhere else but in front of the goal. He's amazing. All right, so it is that time. And I told you at the top of the show, if you're not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing? But right here, right now, use a promo code EARLY. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can start on Valentine's Day, get all the way into championship week, and then after that, you're playing with house money. So, one play from Sportsline today, just one. We're going to go to the Big 12, Kansas State. They are a good basketball team. They just don't play great on the road. They just got laid out by Texas Tech. Now they travel to Oklahoma. Now, be very careful. Because the Sooners are not a great team, but at home, they're much better. They're only an underdog by 1 point. So we'll take that one, and we'll take the Sooners tonight. Late start, 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right, so we propped it up all day. I know where I'm going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern time, noon local. I'm going to be doing our early wedge show, but right in front of me is going to be a little iPad. To my left is going to be a television with two Champions League games on at the same time. So, Martin W. Green, start us off.
Yeah, well, I'm starting off with that PSG versus Bayern Munich game. Bayern Munich banged in 18 goals in just 6 Champions League group stage games, with Leroy Sané and Jamal Musiala leading the charge. However, they're not always particularly convincing in defence. I do think they could struggle to contain the likes of Messi, Neymar, and potentially Mbappe for 90 minutes today. Mbappe's 50-50. He has an injury, but it looks like he's going to make it. So PSG's star-studded attack will be in place. They have been leaking goals in recent weeks, though, and it's hard to see the Parisians keeping Musiala, Sané, Serge Gnabry, Thomas Müller, João Cancelo, all of those great players at bay. So for me, the best option is just to go for both teams to score an over 2.5 goals, as I think it should be an open, entertaining game. Taking a swift detour from the Champions League for a second, if you'll permit me, I'm looking at a game taking place in the Championship, which is the division below the Premier League in England, where Burnley are 7 points clear at the top of the table after embarking upon a seriously impressive 10-game winning streak. The Claretts have only lost twice all season, but one of those defeats came against Watford, another team that were relegated from the Premier League last summer. Burnley will be really keen for revenge today. Watford have lost 5 out of their 16 away league matches so far this season, whereas Burnley are unbeaten at Turf Moor, which is their home stadium. As such, they're the clear favourites to prevail. You could just bet on them as a straight money line win, but it is worth noting that none of Watford's away games this season have seen over 4.5 goals. You have to go all the way back to 2013 for the last time a game between Burnley and Watford saw over 4.5 goals. So for that reason, I'm combining a Burnley win with the under 4.5 goals just to bring the number down. And I've got -110 on that. Heading back to the Champions League, as I won't be on the show again until Thursday, I just wanted to mention that I think Club Bruges could be outclassed when they host Benfica at Jan Breydel Stadium tomorrow. The team deserves a great deal of credit for reaching the knockout stage of the Champions League. First time in their history they've ever done it. Only the second time a Belgian team has ever made it to this stage of the competition. But I think they could now be a bit out of their depth at this stage. They've really struggled in the Belgian Pro League this season. They currently trail Genk, the league leaders, by 20 points. And that led them to fire their manager, the man who actually masterminded their successful group stage campaign earlier in the season. Their last home game came against another Portuguese team, Porto, and they lost 4-0. So I'm wondering if Benfica, another Portuguese heavyweight brimming with talent, could pull off a similar result. They finished top of a group containing PSG and Juventus, so they won't fear the prospect of heading to Club Bruges in Belgium. And I think the odds on an away win look great, so I'm going for that as well. -110 on the money line for tomorrow. There you go.
Educate and entertain. I say it all the time. Do you want to do that work? Do you want to do all that work? I know you don't. Just take it and make sure you got your paper and your pencil. AB, do you have something? I feel like you need to say something.
Oh, no. I'm good. I was just listening to Martin. Yeah.
Okay. I know it kind of gets you in that mode. You know?
I love it. Like breakdown of like a sport that like I'm slowly getting into, and then you hear like an expert break it down. Yeah, you realize like how intelligent he is and how non-intelligent I am. So yeah,
Sadio Mane.
Oh God, there it is, right there.
It's my debut diss track, Sadio Mane.
Diss track.
All right, up next, I'm going to give out Mikey Barner's picks, and I feel bad that he couldn't be here because he is such a vital part of the crew, vital part of the team, and he loves being on the early edge. But he's got two plays for you today. We're going to go Suns team total over 117.5. Now, tonight, they welcome the Sacramento Kings, who play absolutely zero defense. This team has been galvanized by the Kevin Durant trade. They are now the betting favorites to win the NBA championship, so they want to start playing well. So when KD comes back, they're right in the groove. Tonight, they score a lot of points. We don't care if they win the game. We just care that they score over 117. Then, Clippers. Clippers are playing the Golden State Warriors, who played last night. They need to play well tonight. Paul George, he's in the lineup. Better check that. And we're going to go over 2.5 three-pointers, -130. When he's in a groove, you know he loves pulling up for those threes, cashing those threes. So all we need to do is make three tonight to cash this at -130. All right, since I went 4 for 5 last night, I think I'm going to take the maestro spot today. So, AB, if you don't mind, you're up next.
Yeah, as you should, Coach. You've been on fire and crushing on these showdowns, too. Well done on that. Before getting to the picks real quick, I realized who else Buckets looks like. If anybody's ever seen Mighty Ducks 2, all right, Wolf the Dentist Stanson. All right.
Oh, my God. That does look like Buckets.
It's just like him. It's identical.
That's New York Buckets. That's not Midwest Buckets.
Yeah.
That is just a great film. They decided that they needed a villainous hockey team for the USA to play against. They just went with Iceland, who have no hockey team to speak of. But just because it's got Iceland in the name, they're like, they must have ice hockey. So let's just make them the villains.
Great. They really did. Perfect.
Awesome. All right, great job. Now what do you got?
Yep, so we got two plays here. We go college basketball. First, we're going to go Michigan-Wisconsin over 131. Look, pretty low number for a team in Wisconsin who could shoot lights out at home, a Michigan team that has turned this thing around and playing better in the second half of the season. We should be able to see both teams push the pace of play, get a few more possessional shots up. Yeah, 131, we're going to play that over. Second, Butler-Villanova over 129. Now look, these two teams, they can dig around in the mud a little bit, right? Like, they can play these low 60-type games. That being said, I think, again, it's going to be similar to Michigan and Wisconsin, where we see a pace get pushed because it's a back-and-forth affair. Plus, not to mention, not that we ever bet on overtime, not even betting on that, but what we will get in these two games are fouls late in the second half as well. So, yeah, Butler-Villanova over 121 or 129.
I love both of those plays. Michigan started playing faster. Juwan Howard realized until the final minute and a half the other day that when they play faster, they play better. So I love that over pick at 131. All right, it's time to cash with the coach two times this morning and yesterday. 4 out of 5 kids, 4 out of 5. And today, again, check the starting lineups. There's always a precursor for that. But I'm going to go to the Celtics and the Bucks over 226. Now, sometimes when two top teams play each other, they really lock down on defense and they really, you know, play that hard style. But the Celtics recently, they have proven to themselves that they play faster and take shots earlier in the shot clock. They can get wide open threes. Derek White's been playing like crazy. I would check out his point total. He's been going over 20 every game. I cashed him over 16 and a half the last game. Maybe you play him tonight. We're going to go over 226. I like both of these offenses to play hard. It's going to be competitive, and they're going to score a lot of points. Now, my second play, a little bonus play. I'm missing something here because the Portland Trail Blazers are only a 3-point favorite over the Washington Wizards, who got blown out last night in Golden State, and they're only 3-point dogs. I'm missing something. I checked the starting lineups. Dame's going to play. All their stars are going to play. So I'm taking the Blazers on the money line. And yes, the juice, most definitely worth the squeeze at minus 150. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the Snake. Always on the ones and the twos. Mikey B's on Sun Teams total over 117 and a half. Paul George over 2.5 3-pointers. This is for all of you listening on Apple and Spotify. We care about you all. Guru, Champions League, Bayern Munich, PSG. This is a combo bet. You can find it almost every single book. Both teams to score and over 2.5, minus 130. It brings those numbers way down. For reference, both teams to score in this game is over minus 200 to give you a reference. Burnley, Moneyline, this team will be moving up next year. Let's continue to cash them until they do. Then Benfica, this game's tomorrow, Moneyline, minus 110. Then AB, Michigan, Wisconsin, over 131. Butler, Villanova, over 129. And if you're going to cash the coach, you're going to do it with the Celtics, Bucks, over 226. And the Blazers, late night, Moneyline, minus 150. And then finally, just one play from Sportsline itself, Oklahoma, +1 tonight over Kansas State. That game is in Norman, Oklahoma. Do not forget today, Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time, then the Early Wedge. Our brand new golf show is an hour before that at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And oh, by the way, one Tiger Woods will be back this week. We will discuss that and so much more this afternoon with the counselor and Patrick McDonald. Until then, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Mikey B, the guru, our 5-tool player AB, and of course the Snake, always working behind the scenes. I am the coach. Tell all your friends, there's never been a better time than to lean in to the best universe in sports betting. Only one name. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.